from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. Today is another beautiful day in the presence of God. The month of September is running to an end. Wow. The Lord that has taken us this far will not withdraw. Will not withdraw from our life in Jesus' mighty name. Remember, it has been the blood that has been saying, Abba Father, what are you saying? And how are you saying it? Let's reason within ourselves. God gave you another beautiful day, another opportunity to manifest in the presence of God, to witness today. You are hale and hearty. Why don't you talk to God? God, take control over me. Give me grace to do thy will. The will of God. The will of God. What are you teaching others and what are others teaching you? Today's your birthday. I celebrate with you. I almost forgotten because I'm concerned about what is going on around us. Let it start with us. Let us have a new heart. Let us embrace ourselves. Let us reason within ourselves. Those of you marking your special dates, I celebrate with you too. The Lord bless you. You will enjoy more in Jesus' mighty name. Your celebration cometh. Now to the word of the Lord in the book of Romans chapter 6 verse 15. Let's start with that today. Romans 6:15. Romans chapter 6 verse 15. It says, what then shall we sin? Because we are not under the law, but under grace. God forbid. Shall we sin? Because we are not under the law, but under grace. What are you doing? What am I doing? Some says, we don't need to obey the law. We are not under the rules. The blood of Jesus has liberated us. We don't need to listen to the law of Moses again. That one is an Old Testament thing. Instead, God is saving us because He's so very kind. Hear that. God is so very kind. He has sent His Son to come and take away the sins of the world. Even before you commit that sin, the grace of the blood has covered you. Yes, the grace of the blood. But don't bastardize it. Don't misuse it. God is so kind. Yes. But if you do wrong thing, God will take you into judgment. The blood has been saying, Abba Father, pleading. That's why you have the opportunity. You can have a change of heart today. No matter how dirty you are, no matter what sin you might have committed, ask for forgiveness of sin. Seek the face of God. Today, if you seek the face of God, God will accept you. I've seen murderers, armed robbers, hire killers, assassins, ritualists giving up their life to Christ and they later lived fulfilling life. Brethren, but if you see people that are teaching you otherwise, that the blood, before you commit sin, the blood has covered you, is a white lie from the pit of hell. It's a white lie from the pit of hell. Because 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 6, 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 6 says, if any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome word, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, the person is just taking you to the bottomless pit, the pit that has no end, bottomless pit. They may be teaching you many things that are wrong, because they want you around them, maybe because of what they are taking from you. They will not tell you the truth. They will be telling you things that are not in agreement with the word of God. They'll be lying to you. They will be doing it for their own selfish means. They will turn the word of God upside down. They will tell you, don't mind them. They want to have it their own way. We have a lot of them like that. Remember, the Bible said they have smeared their heart with the hot iron. Don't join them. Hold on to the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and God was the word. What are you doing? The Lord Jesus Christ taught us. But people were turning it upside down for their own benefits. They do not agree with what believers teach about how to live for God. Brethren, I'm talking to you personally. Thank God you have the opportunity of listening to this word. You have a life, just one life to live. Is it to please God or to please the devil? Sit yourself down and think about it. That your husband, that your brother, that your sister, that your wife. If things turn upside down, that person will desert you. There's no friend like Jesus. He descended to our level so that we can understand and enjoy Him. But what are we doing with all this doctrine today? Have you not been given another one? Are they not telling you that you should not listen to the word of God? That you do it your own way? Brethren, I was once a full-fledged socialite, a full-fledged non-believer. I know what was going on in the world then. But thank God for the grace that He has given unto me. That's why I'm telling you wholeheartedly. those people that are telling you that they are for you, that you not follow the principles and doctrines of God, such people will leave you. Those people will one day tell you you are on your own. Let me stop here today. And I pray that as you are listening along with me, studying the word of God, the Lord will minister to you more. The Holy Spirit will get you convinced better and more. And for those of you that are already in Christ, you will understand him more. Philippians 3:10, Apostle Paul said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. The mighty hand of the Lord rest upon you. Enjoy divine refreshment. Till tomorrow. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Maikalabi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in his word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank, FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name, Alabi Femi. Bank, First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 380 214 02 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.